Good afternoon, brethren. It's kind of interesting that the song and the prayer fit right into my sermonette. Today, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about legacy. What is legacy? There are different meanings. One can be a bequest, money or property given by last will and testament. Another can be anything handed down from or as from a predecessor or ancestor. And the handed down definition is the one I want to discuss today. My purpose is to leave you with some thoughts and questions about the legacy we leave behind. We can probably think of many famous people who have left a legacy that some of us would like to follow. To name a few, how about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, who understood that God was a part of this great nation? How about Winston Churchill, Margaret Thatcher, Sister Teresa, Gandhi, and many, many more who were great humanitarians? On the other side, there was those who left some bad legacies that we don't even want to talk about. I want to talk about the positive legacies others have left behind and how we can try to walk in their shoes. It's interesting to know someone as a friend and be able to say that you have never heard a negative remark or seen a negative attitude come out of this person. What a legacy to leave to those who knew him. My wife and I have discussed certain situations that we were involved in with a church group that were getting out of hand and marveled at how this man, with his soft, calm voice and positive attitude, took command and the negative situation went away. He left a legacy of love, solitude, friendship, trust, and hope. Most of you knew this man. His name was Bob Ashland. I got to know Bob as a friend. I only wish that I had been able to know him better. There were so many things that I could have learned from him. He was such an interesting person to talk to. Most of you know that he died from leukemia. The last year of his life was tough. Because of his blood count and other technical terms, Bob required blood transfusions on a regular basis just to stay alive. He was tenacious about his serious situation, so he made spreadsheets showing charts of his daily blood cell count. Betty would take him for his weekly or biweekly checkups, and if you knew Bob, he had an understated sense of humor. This is my perception of Bob at the doctor's office. "Hi, Doc. Here are some charts I have made up on my blood cell count." "Great job, Bob. These charts show exactly what your count is. Thanks for making my job so easy. Keep making those charts, as it will keep you busy and shorten our visit. Thanks for your diagnosis, Doc. See you next time." Now, that would have been Bob Ashland. Bob was a genius at the computer. He could put together a spreadsheet in Excel with more formulas than you can imagine. Bob designed a formula that was very successful in the stock market. And Bob gave me that formula before he passed away. My wife and I have used it now for 1.5 years, and we are averaging 45% profit on our investment. You see, Bob not only left a legacy, he was a daily living legacy. I will mention another who leaves a legacy wherever he goes. He's here today, Mr. Stuart Siegel. I have never seen the negative side of him. Of course, that does not mean he doesn't have one. He is facing a battle with a tumor, and yet if you did not know, he does not allow his situation to be shown on the outside by a negative attitude. He has to put and have a great faith, love, and hope in God to continue doing God's work. Remember the words last week from Mr. Luker? Stuart Siegel will be here next week to speak. You will enjoy his sermon, as he always relates some interesting story to his sermon. And Mr. Luker says, I wish I could do that. Friends, that is saying that Mr. Siegel is a daily living legacy. This is my point. We can all do this. I could pick up this book, the Bible, and read to you great biblical people that left legacies. I could name them from Abraham to Christ and his apostles, and so could you. Question: what is or will be our legacy? Will our legacy be known at our physical termination, known as death? Let's hope so, but there's more. I propose that we all go home today and start reading this book, the Bible, God's spoken word, in a way that we will finish it in 1 year, reading a few chapters each day, with a new understanding of these great biblical people that I spoke about a few moments earlier. Let's read about the legacy they left wherever they were at the end of each day, not their life, but the end of each day. We can learn so much, and it will make us much better servants of Christ on a daily basis. If we can see the great purpose that God gave us at baptism, giving us His Holy Spirit to be an example to this world, what better example than leaving a legacy of love, solitude, positive attitude, friendship, trust, and hope each day? On the way to church services, do we pray that we will worship God in a proper manner of respect? Do we pray for the song leader, the sermonette speaker, the special music, the sermon speaker, and the one giving the opening and closing prayer? If we don't, we should. Do you know that those of us that give opening prayers and sermonettes pray for each other as we're walking toward the podium? How much better would our service of worshiping God be if we all said a short prayer for each person that is taking part of the service? What a legacy of love, honor, praise, and glory to God that we could all become a part in worshiping Him on the Sabbath. Prayer is so powerful, we should all learn to use that power God has given us at baptism on a moment's notice. My coworker this past week had to take his son to the hospital, his 18-year-old son, for breathing problems, and he had a collapsed lung for reasons unknown. I told him that my wife and I would pray for his son's recovery, and he is always thanking me for doing this. In the back, Margot is a typical example of walking love. You can go up and ask her, "How are you today?" She will say with a smile, "I had a tough week, but I'm okay." She is smiling, but you know her body is hurting. You know, I would rather walk down a real dark alley holding on to Margot's hand than with the biggest guy I know, because I know that she has a legion of angels watching over her. This is what gratitude is all about. That people have this gratitude of understanding and learning and knowing that somebody is there for them. This is my point, brethren. We all need to learn to leave a legacy of trust, hope, and love at the very moment we find someone in need. God has given us the power and ability. Let's give this world an example of legacy. I would like to read a passage from the Complete Jewish Bible, starting in 1 Corinthians 13. I believe that Paul wrote this 13th chapter as a legacy for us. He's talking about, in the earlier part of, last part of 12, of the community and the teachers and the prophets and all that they are able to do. And then he says, eagerly seek the better gifts, But now I will show you the best way of all. I may speak in the tongues of men, even angels, but if I lack love, I have become merely blaring brass or a cymbal clanging. I may have the gift of prophecy. I may fathom all mysteries, know all things, have all faith, enough to move mountains, but if I lack love, I am nothing. I may give away everything that I own. I may even hand over my body to be burned, but if I lack love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, kind, not jealous, not boastful, not proud, rude, or selfish, not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not gloat over other people's sins, but it takes its delight in the truth. Love always bears up, always trusts, always hopes, always endures. Love never ends, but prophecies will pass. Tongues will cease. Knowledge will pass. For our knowledge is partial, and our prophecy is partial. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, argued like a child. Now that I have become a man, I have finished with childish ways. For now, we see obscurely in a mirror, but then it will be face to face. Now I know partly, then I will know fully, just as God has fully known me. But for now, three things last: trust, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Pursue love. I'd like to close with a question. What will be our legacy today, tomorrow, all the days following, until Christ takes us home?